Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gone, your host for the day, and I have today on the line Johnson Smith. Today we will be discussing about chapter 2, that's going to be faith, the second step toward Christian. So, John, please give a brief introduction of yourself, please.
Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is John C. Smith. I'm an intern at MCO Construction, and I'm also studying marketing and business at Florida Memorial University. I am a sophomore. This is my second year.
Thank you, John. So, today we'll be discussing about faith, the second step to riches, faith also known as visualization, and belief in attainment of desire. We did talk about desire last week. That was the first chapter, but as you may know, all these chapters are linked to each other. Today we'll be discussing about faith. John, just briefly, what do you think faith is? Do not base yourself on the book, on a personal point of view.
Okay, faith to me is, I would say it's a state of mind that can be created by affirmations. And I feel like after a certain amount of times of repeating these affirmations to yourself, it becomes embedded into your subconscious mind. And, you know, it brings it to memory and makes it kind of a reflex for you. So I would say that's what faith is. That's how to build faith also.
So basically, faith will be like a blend of like vibration of thought, because sometimes the subconscious mind instantly like picks up the vibration, trying to translate it like into its spiritual equivalent,
yes,
and transmit to an infinite type of intelligence,
yes,
as the case of prayer. Perfect. I guess like your definition is like close to what Napoleon Hill trying to explain us through the chapter, that faith is a state of mind.
Yes.
How do you feel while in this chapter?
Can you repeat that?
How did you feel while reading the chapter faith?
Well, while reading the chapter on faith, this really resonated with me because recently I've had to, you know, undergo a challenge where my faith had to been tested to a certain extent. So when Napoleon Hill said that auto-suggestion is one of the ways that we can actually build our faith, during my process of actually returning to school, auto-suggestion was something that I used to build my faith and tell myself that, okay, I only see opportunities. I see, you know, a world of unlimited opportunities and abundance. So this chapter really resonated with me because my faith was definitely tested and built upon just by telling myself these simple things each and every day that, you know, God is going to see me through and there are unlimited opportunities out there waiting for me to take action.
Oh, amazing. So how do you think that how can you help our listeners to develop faith? You know, some people like just don't know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like Napoleon Hill give us like some suggestion, give us some step, show us the way. Can you just try and elaborate a little bit about it so we can just guide our listeners?
Okay, first, I want to say that faith can be challenging, but it can also be easily. It starts with belief, and oftentimes when people are, you know, come in contact with failure, this tends to, you know, shake their faith and cause them to, you know, not have much belief. But I would say this, if it's something that you really believe in and something that you actually really want, continuing to believe that you can attain it and continue to believe that, you know, there's no way that you can't reach your goals, you know, repeating that to yourself each and every day, you're going to definitely develop faith. And then after developing faith, you're going to develop the mindset to think about ways you can go about attaining what you want. So I feel like auto-suggestion is a key point to developing faith.
So basically, you have to make sure that your mind is like most of the time dominated by positive emotions.
Yes, 100%.
Because it's gonna be favorable for you to go to the direction of faith. Also, as well, has explained what part of the book your subconscious mind like play a key role.
Yes,
in exactly what you're doing. And most of the time, if you try to be so negative, you're gonna see negative around you.
Yes.
So you want to put yourself in a positive mindset to move forward, because basically, as he explained, like through the chapters, faith will be basically the starting point of all accumulation of riches, the base of all miracles and I guess mysteries. He said, which cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. So basically, it's the only element, like, or the entity of like faith. Because most of the time, we think like we're failing because we don't know, but because it's just like we don't have faith in what we're doing. All right. I guess while going through the chapter, he also talked about self-confidence formula.
Yes.
Don't you think that people sometimes just don't believe in themselves? It's not because they lack of faith; they just don't believe in themselves.
Well, Kone,
you're a great example. You're a great example of like self-confidence formula. Look at you in 5 days making that much money. We have like a lot of people out there like at your age, they can even make like $1,000.
Exactly.
It's not because they're not capable of, maybe they're not enough confident of like what they can do. How do you read about the self-confidence formula in this chapter?
Well, I actually recently joined a group that Mrs. Ann McNeil holds. You know, it's a group that helps us to, you know, practice the chapter on auto-suggestion. And basically, we would go inside of this group each and every day for 30 days, repeating to ourselves our self-confidence formula. And I've been in the group for about 10 days now, and I feel like it's a good practice for me. The second day, I was able to jump directly on camera and not having to write it anymore. So that actually helped me to build confidence in myself, you know, being in front of the camera and, you know, sharing what I know with other people. But I would say the 6 steps to this self-confidence formula is definitely powerful, you know, and the repetition of writing this down each and every day and also recording yourself saying this is a good practice and a good habit towards, you know, achieving your definite chief aim.
So basically,
the self-confidence formula states that first, you must know that you have the ability to achieve the object of your definite purpose in life. And, you know, the second one is the dominating thoughts of your mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. The third one is, I know through the theory of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek some expression through some practical means of obtaining the object or position I desire. Fourth, you must have a clearly written down a description of a definite chief aim, and you should not stop trying until you develop sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, you must realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. You must not engage in no transaction that will not benefit all whom it affects. And six, you must sign your name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it out loud once a day in full faith that it will gradually influence your thoughts and actions so you will become a self-reliant and successful person.
I guess you just said everything I was about to say.
but you know, I just got to let my listeners know so they can go ahead and repeat this this interview over and over and hear that self-confidence formula. And they can also type in Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich Self-Confidence Formula online and access this document so that they can write it down and, you know, partake in the same practice that I've taken.
So basically, the exercise that we're going to give him today is just like try to repeat the affirmation daily to themselves until the day it becomes a habit. At a certain point, it's going to be like, because too much repetition, at a certain point, you're going to know it by heart.
Yes.
Say it out loud every day or twice a day, 3 times a day. Record yourself and listen to yourself every day, every every hour, just take like a minute to listen to yourself. It's gonna make you go forward. Cause basically, like, you know, no one is ready to receive like anything if they don't have absolute belief of what they can possess.
That is true.
Exactly. And basically, this chapter really gives you like the power to believe that you will be provided with everything you need to achieve your different purpose in life. You have to believe in it. So basically, you have to have like a burning desire. You have to have faith. You have to believe in yourself. Like, auto suggestion play a key role in this chapter. Even in chapter 3, the author gives us like, how do you say it? Like, I forgot the word. Basically, before that chapter, while reading this chapter, you can feel like you already into the auto suggestion chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, faith is just like a key chapter while moving forward. Understanding is going to be important. So what do you want to say? Like, what's going to be your last word? Because I know, like, it's so hard to define faith, like, because, you know, something very easy. Every person going to have a different opinion about this chapter.
Yes.
But how can you help our listeners?
Okay.
Just, I know you talk about the self-confidence formula. You talk about, like, the faith. You talk about faith. You gave a point of view. You gave your opinion. And you relate to this chapter, like, easily, as we talk about in the beginning. How can you push our listeners, like, just to move forward in their life while using this chapter?
Okay, so I want to say this. With faith, I don't think that, you know, it's something that you can just acquire by tomorrow. I want everyone to understand that it's a learning and a learning progress, and also it's repetition and building a habit. So about 2.5 weeks ago, I would be honest, my faith wasn't where it is today. And that was because of, you know, the situation I was in. And oftentimes, we may let that get the best of us. That's when our faith, you know, supposed to be the strongest. But, you know, at that time, it wasn't for me. But I decided to take a trip back to the United States, only having $2,000 and losing my $12,000 scholarship. At that time, I decided that, you know, I didn't want it, you know, less for my life. I didn't want it to stay in the Bahamas and not have anything going for myself when I can, you know, be back in the United States and finish school. So I decided to take a trip out with $2,000 and a $13,000 balance at my school, you know, knowing that things are going to work out for me in my favor. You know, the Lord is going to see me through. And lo and behold, 2 weeks and a half later, I have officially cleared the business office and started my first company. And I would say, thinking back at it, none of this is coincidence. Because imagine if I didn't take the step to actually traveling to the United States on my own during the pandemic, I would have not been in this position. I would have missed out on all of the opportunities that God had for me. So I would say take the first step, believe in yourself, and,
exactly,
you know, go with whatever happens.
Amazing. Thank you so much, John, for joining me today for the show. I guess you're a great example to all our listeners, our young entrepreneurs, the young generation.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. I feel like you really came from far and achieved, like, something incredible. People might not even believe it until they listen to your story. I guess it's on Facebook, right?
Yes, right? It is on Facebook.
Oh, perfect.
And
so
McNeil.
Thank you so much for joining. And McNeil Facebook. So thank you to all our listeners. If you didn't join our Clarity Mastermind call, our Clarity Mastermind group, please join us. The link is going to be inside Facebook. You can go to Ann McNeil page. You will see it. John, I guess I will see you next week for chapter 3.
Right? Yes.
What a suggestion. The major for influencing the subconscious mind is that's going to be the third step toward riches.